just such a blur, such a whirlwind that I think it's kind of beginning to sink in now when talking about kit and sort of accommodation and looking on the telly and being on the news and stuff. It's just unbelievable. I'm still probably as happy as I was then. Like, I'm just over the moon.
Let's compare and contrast your emotions as they are now with how they were at the back end of the trials in March. How did you come away feeling from London?
Absolutely devastated. I put everything into London, everything into the children, and just the pressure that I let myself get under and stuff, it just sort of, it made me have a bad race, and I was just absolutely gutted because I thought it was all over, and you know, that home Olympics is everyone's dream, and like when it comes crashing down, it's just the worst feeling because you put in so much of your heart and soul into every day, and like the pain of training and everything, and I'd sacrificed a lot of school and my studies for stuff, and it's a lot of like how I got what I wanted out of it. It was just absolutely gutting. So I was in quite a bad place after the Olympics. But I came away from it afterwards, and with a lot of sort of help from everyone around me, I just picked myself back up again and just sort of thought that I'm still young and I've got a lot of time ahead of me, and I just thought I saw the 100 breaststroke spot was still open, and I just thought I might as well go for it. And because I'd posted a PB in the heat in the trunks, and I think my time was 0.6 off of the qualifying time, and sort of like being that close, I just thought I had to give it a go and give it everything I've got. So I got back into training, and just the knock back helped me sort of step up my game and just train even harder because I wanted it even more. And so I knew it was a wide chance, and I just gave it my everything. I just had to try and chill out about it because I had nothing to lose.
I was going to say, how difficult was it for you? Because you've had an upward curve all the way through, making the World Championships last year, making the semi-finals and that. You know, since it's the first real downside you've had in your short-term career, so were you prepared for that? Do you know that was going to come along at some point?
I don't think I did. I mean, yeah, I had an amazing season last year. It was just absolute dream. Qualifying for Worlds is a shock. I never expected to do that, so that was an absolute bonus. And it was such a great experience. And I think after qualifying for that, the Olympics sort of popped into my head and I never had before. And I thought that sort of just added the pressure. But I think, you know, I hadn't had a setback and I hadn't, like, everything had just been going up and up and up, and I hadn't ever had a knockback and sort of being put into perspective as well. And I think, like, it was such an awful sort of circumstance that it had to happen. And, you know, Olympic trials are my big event, but like, I think in the long run it will have helped me a lot because I've learned a lot from the experience. Like, I feel like it's definitely helped me sort of like refocus and, you know, I feel like a different summer.
Mum and Dad were here last night, they were tonight with you. How did they react, and how did that spur you on, how they were reacting as well?
Absolutely brilliant, and I owe so much to them. I was just so happy to have done it for them because, like, I think they came to see me how I was after the trials. They were just gutted for me as well, and like, they were so helpful to me after, like, just picking these my spirits up. And I just, yeah, I'm so grateful to sort of, like, prove, you know, do them proud and sort of qualify last night. I think they're just so proud, and I was happy that I could have sort of.
How ready are you for the attention you're going to get over the next 5 weeks, and probably during the Olympics as well, just sheerly on the fact that you're 16 years of age?
Well, I'm not too sure. I've probably you know, never experienced, I've never experienced anything like that, so I'm looking forward to it. I mean, it would be amazing, and I'm so happy that I've made it, and I've been surrounded by a lot of great people, so I'm ready to hopefully overwhelm by it all, but I'm just so excited, and it's such a great opportunity, and I just can't wait to sort of experience it.
And having been in the London Pool once already and experienced it, I'm sure, admittedly in a much smaller crowd, how much of a benefit will that be to you when you go back in the game?
Well, it'll be amazing. I loved racing in Shanghai in front of like 15,000 people, and there's going to be even more at the Olympics, and they'll be cheering for you, and I saw how much it helped the Chinese swimmers, and they just had an amazing meet, and if we've got, you know, the home crowd behind us like they did, and if it's like an Olympics as well. It just makes it even more special. It's going to be unbelievable.
Yeah, I was going to say, all right, your peak is going to be Rio or maybe the Olympics after, but what are you looking to achieve out of 2012?
I'm just hoping to come away with a great experience, and, you know, I never know how it's going to pan out, but hopefully, you know, like, somewhere well and, yeah, try and get the best time, and that's all you can hope for, I think. So I'm going to try and not put too much pressure on myself, because I know that, you know, I'm probably not expected to, you know, do as well as a lot of the people on the team, so I think I just give it my best, and I'm going to train hard these next 5 weeks to give myself the best opportunity to do well and do the contract.
I get the feeling that you'll have set yourself goals or expectations. There'll be a target there, right? Are you willing to divulge what that is right now?
I'm not too sure now. Probably just have to, I mean, I haven't been able to sort of go back and speak to Dave and Graham yet to sort of set my targets, because it's just been a while in this past 24 hours, so I have to see.
What's that personally, what you want to achieve with him without talking to your coaching staff? Within you, but think, okay, this is realistic, this is what I can do.
Yeah, I just want to do my best. Like, if I can, maybe, I mean, I was so close to going under the 108 barrier. I mean, if I can break that, I'll be absolutely amazing.
Anybody mentioned relays here yet?
Yeah, I've heard that I'm first ranked for the relay. I know that the relays at the end of the week, so I think it will just depend on who sings the fastest in the individual. So, you know, I'll just give it my best, and whatever happens, happens. And if I get the relay, I'll be over the moon.
How many relays have you done?
I've done European Junior relays, and that's probably the biggest relays I've done. So, yeah, like, I mean, Kate Hayward is so experienced, and so I'm sure she will, you know, pull amazing stuff out the bag. But I don't know, I'll just have to see. It's like quite a long way out. Yeah, I just have to see how it's in the individual ones to how that handles.
Now, what about your coaching staff? I mean, we've been talking about how the breaststroke is operating so well. But can you explain what it is, why you've got Andy Willis on the team, and you've got Mike on the team, and you've got Stacey on the team, and now you're on the team? What's happening in Bath? Is there something in the water?
Obviously, breaststroke has just come on heaps of bounds, but I mean, it's not, we've had, like, we've got such a variety of Bath. I mean, Chris will have an breaststroke room. Yeah, we like this. We had Billy before, and like, those two breaststroke boys worked absolutely amazing together. And they sort of pushed each other on so much, and so like, they just sort of like gave the group a big push. And this year, like, everyone's just pulled together, and the training atmosphere has been amazing. And it just, you know, like the sense that Dave gives us and Graham gives us, like, just, you know, help us to get the best out of ourselves, and especially if you're like, you're all pushing each other, and you know, the times of training just come up.
How are you doing your school work at the moment?
I just finished all my GCSEs, so they were pretty stressful having to sort of try and train full on for this and revise them at the same time. It took me quite a while to sort of, I had so much revision to do, and I left it so long, it was sort of almost daunting having to start, and I got so worked up about it, but once I started and I got onto the bit, I was fine. I think my exams were as well as I could have done because of all the time I missed and the lessons I've missed. But yeah, like, I mean, school definitely has to take a back foot this year, I think. But the school being really supportive of me and stuff. So yeah, and when I went to Australia, I didn't sort of struggle too much because I got work and stuff to do. And I sat a couple of hours out there. But after March, I sort of thought, I was a bit better because I obviously probably wasn't going to do as well in my school as I wanted to because I've sacrificed so much on them. Yeah, and then I hadn't got what I wanted out of the swimming, so after March I was pretty good, but after last night it's still worth it again.
What's the Olympics down the way? Are you promising yourself a treat, a holiday, a break, a present, something like that?
Yeah, I'm going to go away with my family on holiday. We go in the same place every year, so yeah, I look forward to that. It's just like a time to sort of just chill out and yeah, it'd be good. Just relaxing and sort of just like, reflect on the year and stuff. So
And they got you something special, are they going to give you something special as an incentive for you for the Olympics?
I don't know.
Spoken to them about it yet. Is there something you want that you haven't got at the moment? Just give me a few clues and maybe a push in the right direction.
I don't understand anything because they've given me so much and stuff, like, so supportive. So, you know, I'll be happy with it. Anything. Not really too much of, like, just getting to the Olympics itself is such a remorse that I could never have.
Thanks, so we wish you well. Enjoy it. Enjoy it well.